Welcome. It is time for the good stuff, and we're so happy and honored that you are here. I've got a cute little poem. It's actually Christmas, which we are in December, but I'm reading it because it's more a reflection of the weather that we have just experienced. So welcome to the good stuff. We've got a lot of good things coming.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us right here in Cherry County in the Valentine area. They have a lot of room for you in the Bull Bash and the Cork Thorpe Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament coming up in January and February, or a spring hunting trip, or next summer's vacation down the Niobrara River or at one of the area lakes. Check it all out. Visit valentine.com.
And make sure if you want to keep current on all ranching interests, you need to be subscribed to TSLN. You know what that is. That's Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to TSLN.com. You can subscribe and get your edition coming weekly to your home. And, of course, you can get online a lot of the latest information.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And speaking of reading, Kim, what are you going to do today?
Well, actually, this is from Dolores Colburn. And as I was reading it, I thought this fits our weather that we've just recently experienced as we have had winter hit. It does say when it's Christmas time in Nebraska, but it also fits for winter. And the gentle breezes blow about 70 miles an hour. And it's 52 below. You can tell you're in Nebraska because the snow is up to your butt. And you take a breath of Christmas air and your nose holes both freeze shut. The weather here is wonderful, so I guess I'll hang around. I could never leave Nebraska. My feet are frozen to the ground. Thank you so much, Dolores Colburn.
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of people going to holiday parties, whether it's going to be a Christmas party at an establishment or somebody's home. So I've got some rules for those Christmas parties and Christmas gatherings, okay?
Okay. If there are rules, I better get them written down.
You want to jot some of these down. Rule number one, if you didn't cook, don't touch the foil. Stand back like a museum visitor.
Oh, that is funny.
Rule two, don't show up with Tupperware. You are not getting to-go plates before the prayer. Rule number three, if you can't cook, bring drinks. And don't bring off-brand drinks either. No Sprite. I don't know what they got against Sprite, but yeah, no, I didn't write the rules. I'm just the messenger.
Yep.
Rule number four, whoever made the mac and cheese is automatically the captain of the table. Respect them.
Oh, there you go.
Rule number six, don't ask who made what. Just watch and which dish still is full at the end and act accordingly. Okay. Rule number six, no new partners on the holidays. If we didn't meet you before Halloween, you can't come. That must be when you're referring to like plus ones.
Yes.
Okay. Rule number seven, if your plate looks dry, that's between you and God. Don't complain. Rule number eight, don't touch the thermostat. That's how family fights start. Rule number nine, whoever says, I'm just going to get a little bit, always makes the fattest plate. And if you fall asleep on the couch, we are going to be taking pictures. No exceptions. Those are 10 rules.
How does that always happen?
I don't know.
Every year. I think we can go back for many, many years. And every year there's a picture of everybody who's asleep on the couch. The worst conductor. The world's worst conductor was directing up his band during a practice for an upcoming concert. Halfway through the first act, he was directing with wild abandon when, out of his hand, his baton flew and impaled itself in the eye of a flute player, instantly killing her. The police arrived shortly after and ruled the case an accident. The following week at practice, he again was caught up in the music of the second act, and out of his hand flew the baton, which this time struck a flute player in the eye, instantly killing her. The police arrived and, after consideration, ruled the case an accident. The following week at practice, the conductor again got lost in the moment of the music of the third act and out of his hand flew the baton, this time hitting a trumpet player in the eye and killing him instantly. After the police arrived, they could not believe that this was an accident after the third death, and the conductor was arrested. The conductor was tried and sentenced to death in the electric chair. After strapping him in the chair, operator threw the switch, but nothing happened. Again, he threw the switch, and nothing happened. The warden was frustrated by this time and demanded that the chair operator explain what the problem was, to which the chair operator explained, well, everyone knows he's a bad conductor.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.